Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. Nanotechnology, the modern science of creating particles so minute that a million of them would fit onto the head of a pin, is revolutionizing medicine, environmental remediation, and a host of other fields vital to the sustainability of our planet. In this episode, we check out the latest news about these small particles with a big future. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how solar-powered nanofilters could help remove antibiotics from waterways, how a first-of-its-kind nano dye could transform hair coloring, and finally, how nanotechnology could help eradicate a weather-related driving hazard. Using the same devious mechanism that enables some bacteria to shrug off powerful antibiotics, scientists in Ohio have developed solar-powered nanofilters that remove antibiotics from their water in lakes and rivers. They say this new process is twice as efficient as the best existing technology. Their report appears in Nano Letters, a monthly ACS journal. David Wendell and Vikram Kapoor explain that antibiotics from toilets and other sources often find their way into lakes and rivers. Traces of these substances appear in 80% of waterways. They foster emergence of new antibiotic-resistant bacteria while harming beneficial microbes in ways that can degrade aquatic environments and food chains. Filters containing activated carbon can remove antibiotics from effluent at municipal sewage treatment plants before its release into waterways, but activated carbon is far from perfect. So Wendell and Kapoor looked for a better technology. They described the development and successful laboratory testing of capsule-like vesicles, containing the very mechanism that enables bacteria to survive doses of antibiotics. This system pumps antibiotics out of bacterial cells before any damage can occur. However, Wendell and Kapoor turned it around so that the system pumps antibiotics into the vesicles. That way, they can be collected and recycled or shipped for disposal. In addition to the pump, the vesicles contain a propulsion system driven by sunlight. The researchers say this pump system could be adapted to clean hormones, heavy metals, and other undesirable materials from water. Scientists in France report that they have synthesized gold nanoparticles inside human hairs. They say this advance, which is believed to be the first of its kind, could have applications ranging from hair dyeing to electronic sensors to the development of materials with improved properties. Their study appears in Nano Letters. Felipe Walter and colleagues explain that scientists are exploring uses for gold nanoparticles, ranging from electronics and sensors to medical diagnostic tests and cancer treatments. Gold nanoparticles have been deposited on hair for use as electrodes. They've also been used to dye wool. Walter's team looked at a new use, dyeing human hair. They described the first synthesis of fluorescent gold nanoparticles inside of human hair. It involves soaking white hairs in a solution of a gold compound. The hairs turned pale yellow and then darkened to a deep brown. Using an electron microscope, the scientists confirmed that the particles were forming inside the hair's central core cortex. The color remained even after repeated washings, thereby showing that this would be a viable method for a hair dye that has the potential for sensing the environment around it. In our final story this week, scientists close in on a way to keep windshields clear, even in the worst conditions. As if rain, sleet, snow, and hail weren't bad enough, toss in a bit of high humidity and you have a real traffic calamity waiting to happen. Each year, foggy or frosty windshields lead to a slew of car accidents nationwide, many of them fatal. But in an advance towards glass that remains clear under the harshest of conditions, scientists in Massachusetts say they've developed a new, water-repellent coating that resists both fogging and frosting. Their research on the coating, which could have uses ranging from automobile windshields to camera lenses, appears in ACS Nano, a monthly society publication. Michael F. Rubner, Robert E. Cohen, and colleagues point out that anti-fogging coatings that absorb water have been the focus of attention lately. That's because of their ability to reduce light scattering and the resultant distortion caused by condensation. However, under extreme fogging conditions, these surfaces may frost and become foggy. They set out to make a better coating to withstand the aggressive conditions. They developed and tested a new coating that rapidly absorbs water molecules that cannot freeze in the coating. At the same time, the coating has a water-repelling or hydrophobic effect to larger water droplets. The hydrophobic character means that water droplets do not spread extensively on the coating, but essentially remain as flattened droplets. This could increase the visibility for your camera and or your windshield. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases in the ACS Weekly Press Pack. To access this week's Press Pack, May 15th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.